Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Always great to check in with John Kastner with Stratford Perth Museum. Some things have wrapped up, but still lots to come. John joins us. John, it's good to see you.
Thanks so much for having us on, Jamie. I really appreciate it.
Oh, for sure. Well, let's talk about Culture Cab. This is something that's new. This is a great idea and a great initiative. What's this all about?
Well, we really like the idea. It's the museum and Stratford Festival has always had sort of some transportation challenges, mm-hmm. particularly with changing demographics and more people coming to Stratford without a vehicle. That was really brought about by the GO Train service and also the festival's direct bus service. So we came up with this idea back in the spring that we try this pilot project where people can take a cab for free to the museum, the Stratford Festival Theaters, the festival warehouse and archives, and back.
Nice. And how does it work? So the cab companies are involved, sort of thing.
Yeah, and there was a couple different models, but we thought we'd go with the infrastructure that already exists. Right. So we had a number of meetings with the cab companies. They were great. They said, yep, this is terrific. Just the challenge was, how's it going to work? Mm-hmm. And we came up with a website, culturecab.ca. We bought that URL in the middle of the night when you're thinking about it.
Two
in the morning, you buy that website just in case. And then we talk to the cab companies, and we pay them the regular rate, and they bill us every Monday, and they get paid for driving people around. And hopefully it works.
No, I think it's a great idea.
And the people have funded it, and the full funding announcement is going to come out later as to where it came from, etc. But the idea is, this was a pilot, and we want to see how it works. And if it works, maybe it's something we can do more of.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just a great way to get people out to the Stratford Perth Museum, which is at the edge of town, which, you know, for some access for some people, you know, is a bit of a challenge, if you will.
I always cringe as a guy from Stratford and Perth County. I know that when we go on holidays, if you go to Vegas or New York City or wherever, and at the end of the day, you might walk 10 miles. And people don't think, some people come here and they don't think a lot of walking out to the museum. I cringe when I see people walking out the highway on a gravel shoulder.
Oh my gosh.
Cars are doing
yikes
90 kilometers an hour. Mm-hmm. I always cringe. And I got to be honest, that's one of the motivators for us to not only have that, but also the transit on demand, the Stratford Transit on Demand that comes to the museum on Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so we've tried to alleviate a bit of that best we can.
Yeah, and doing a great job. So again, you can get details with Stratford Perth Museum about the Culture Cab. Love that. And some things have wrapped up. My gosh, the Wingfield series, what a huge success, John.
It really was. And, you know, everybody around here is seen Rod Beattie likely do Wingfield, maybe seen him do all seven plays. For him to do all seven in a row, mm-hmm. seven Sunday nights, weather really cooperated. We only had two sort of postponements,
yeah.
one day, 1 2 days. It was just really a really significant thing for the museum, and I hesitate to say, but I think a significant thing for the community.
Oh, absolutely.
We can hold 225 people at the Players backstage. We could have sold 500 tickets last night.
Wow.
We were oversold, as they used to say at the festival, or SRO, which was standing room only, or sold right out.
Sold right out, yeah.
But we were about 102, 103% of capacity last night. And we had one person call up last week wanted 50 tickets. And it was an amazing success. Fiscally, financially, for the museum, terrific. Moreover, I think Rod Beattie was outstanding. He was absolutely fantastic. And I don't think there's a person left that went, that was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What an absolute treat to have the entire series at Stratford Perth Museum.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. It's one of those Stratford things. And we joked about it last night. We gave him a bit of a presentation, and we joked that the deal was struck at Bentley's.
Yeah.
And we were sitting beside each other, and it was, hey, what are you? Well, I was wondering about this. Well, I was wondering about that. Next thing you know, we had a deal. And,
there you go. Yeah. Fantastic. And Love Tom was just recently at Stratford Perth Museum, too.
It's sort of a special. Tonight.
Oh, it's tonight. Yeah, tonight.
It's tonight, and that's another great local play. And we're so fortunate that people tap us on the shoulder and say, hey, there's this great play. Would the museum be interested? And we go, yeah. We did a high school play from St. Mike's that was called, All About the Donnellys, a high school play there. It was absolute capacity. Love Tom is tonight. We had a Stratford Summer Music event there Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're really fortunate that some of our partners have tapped us on the shoulder and said, hey, we'd like to use your location. It's been really good for us.
Nice. So can people still get tickets for Love Tom for tonight?
Yeah, Love Tom tickets. There's some tickets available for sure. StratfordPerthMuseum.ca under the buy tickets tab up at the top.
Yeah, it's really easy to access those tickets. And before we let you go, a shout out, great news, the Innkeepers dinner, the gala's coming up.
Yeah, that's our big fundraiser. It really helps run the place. We haven't had it since 2019.
Yeah.
And so we're going to give it a go the end of October, October 29th, new location, Arden Park Hotel. We sort of outgrew our other location. Again, we could have sold 40, 50 more tickets. So we've gone to our friends at the Arden Park that have just been terrific to help us make it work there. And October 29th, tickets for that also available on our website.
So much happening with Stratford Perth Museum. John Kastner, thanks so much for all the details, John.
Jamie, thanks for having us.